Welcome to the Meats on the Move podcast. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into this new app called Raylee.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, you send over a whole bunch of documents about it, and it seems like they're trying to do a lot. It's like travel, social networking, AI, even NFTs. Where should we even start?
Well, first off, I think it's safe to say that Raylee is aiming to be much more than just another travel app or even just another social media app. They're really trying to build something new here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So what is Raylee? Like, if you had to explain it to someone who's never heard of it, what would you say?
Imagine like a blend of a travel planner, a social network, and a game, all powered by AI. It's about connecting with people who share your interests, exploring new destinations together, and even earning rewards along the way.
Okay, so it's not just about finding someone to split a hotel room with, but about actually connecting with people who share your travel style and interests.
Exactly, and they're using some pretty sophisticated technology to make that happen. They're talking about things like visual matchmaking, where you can upload photos of people you find attractive, and the AI will suggest matches who fit your aesthetic preferences.
Hold on, that sounds a little superficial, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are we just judging potential travel buddies based on looks?
It's not about just looks, it's more about finding people who have a similar vibe or style. Maybe you're drawn to people who have an adventurous look or who seem creative. Visual cues can sometimes reveal shared interests.
I guess so. But hopefully there's more to it than just that. What else are they using AI for?
Well, they also have what they call deep social matchmaking, where the AI analyzes your social media activity, you know, the things you post, the articles you share, the people you interact with. And from all that, it builds a more complete picture of your interests, your values, even your personality traits.
So it's kind of like a digital detective figuring out what makes you tick as a traveler. That's both kind of cool and kind of creepy at the same time.
Right. It's definitely a new frontier. But the goal is to connect you with people who are compatible on a deeper level.
I see. So it's not just about finding someone who wants to go to the same place as you. It's about finding someone you could actually see yourself exploring with. Someone who gets your sense of humor, who shares your travel philosophy.
Exactly. Someone you can actually imagine spending a week or even longer traveling with. And get this, they even have a feature that matches you based on your music taste.
Wait, what? You're telling me this app can find me someone to go to a concert with in a foreign country?
Yep. You connect your Spotify or Apple Music account, and the AI analyzes your listening habits. Then it matches you with other users who have similar taste in music. Pretty cool, right?
That's amazing. I love that. But all this AI stuff, it's impressive, but it also sounds really complex. Mm-hmm. How are they powering all of this? Do they have like a supercomputer hidden somewhere?
Well, they're using a combination of different AI models. Some are from the big companies like OpenAI and Google, but they also have their own proprietary model that they're constantly training and improving.
So they're not messing around when it comes to the tech side of things. But let's talk about the actual travel planning part. That's where things can get stressful, even if you're traveling with someone you know well.
That's where Raylee's AI concierge comes in. They call it Buddy. And it's like having a personal travel agent in your pocket.
Buddy. Okay, now I'm imagining a tiny little robot that packs my suitcase for me.
Uh-huh, not quite. But Buddy can handle all sorts of travel logistics. Booking flights, hotels, reserving museum tickets, finding cool restaurants. It does it all.
So no more endless debates about where to eat or what to see. Buddy just takes care of everything.
Pretty much. And the best part is that it's all personalized. Buddy takes into account your travel style, your budget, your dietary preferences, and even your travel partner's preferences too, so that everyone's happy.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Sounds like they've thought of everything. But what about the fun factor? Travel is supposed to be about spontaneity and discovery.
I know, right? And that's where Raylee gets really creative. They've actually incorporated gamification into the app to encourage exploration and make travel more fun. They have these things called quests.
Quests? Like in a video game?
Yeah, exactly. Imagine you're exploring a new city with your Raylee travel buddy. The app might give you a quest to, say, find a hidden street art mural or try a local delicacy.
It's like those scavenger hunts you used to do as a kid, but for grown-ups and with real rewards.
Right. And as you complete quests, you earn points and level up within the app.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be addictive. What kind of rewards are we talking about here?
Well, there are different levels of rewards. As you level up, you get things like increased cash back on your bookings, access to exclusive experiences, even special badges you can display on your profile.
So it's like a game,
yeah.
But for real life.
Yeah.
I like it. But cash back, is it actual money?
You can choose between regular cashback or even cashback in crypto. They have their own in-app currency called WorldV.
Hold on. Their own currency. That's a whole other layer to this thing.
It is. And you can use RLV to activate premium features within the app or even send virtual gifts to your travel buddies. They have plans to eventually make it a real cryptocurrency that you can trade.
So you could actually earn money, or at least crypto, by using this app. That's wild. But wait a second, I remember seeing something about NFTs in those documents you sent. What's the deal with those?
Ah, yes, the NFTs. So Raylee has integrated NFTs into the app, but not in the way you might think. These are functional NFTs, meaning they actually do things within the app.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. What do they do? Like, can I buy an NFT of the Eiffel Tower?
You could buy an NFT postage stamp of the Eiffel Tower. And that stamp might give you discounts on certain tours in Paris, or maybe a free croissant at a cafe near the Eiffel Tower. They're like digital souvenirs that come with perks.
So it's like a loyalty program, but with NFTs.
Kind of, yeah. They also have these greeting cards, which are basically digital postcards you can send to friends and family, and they come with similar benefits.
Okay, so it's like a modern day postcard, but it comes with special perks and you can collect and trade them. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. They're trying to make NFTs fun and usable, not just something for collectors and speculators. And then they have these Moments NFTs, which are like digital keepsakes of special travel experiences.
So if I go to a concert in Rome, I could get a Moments NFT to remember it by.
Exactly. It's like having a digital souvenir that's also a collectible.
I'm starting to see how this all fits together. They're really building a whole ecosystem around this idea of travel and connection.
They are, and it's all designed to be fun, rewarding, and even potentially profitable. But there's one big question that a lot of people are probably wondering. Is Raylee just a glorified dating app?
Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
They say it's not. They insist that they're building something much broader. It's not just about romance. It's about connecting with people who share your passion for travel, whatever that might be.
Okay, so how is it different from a typical dating app?
For one thing, there are no limitations on profile views or matches. You can connect with as many people as you like. It's about building a travel tribe, not just finding a date.
So it's more like a social network specifically for travelers.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
This is fascinating. They're really trying to shake things up in the travel world.
They are.
But with all these amazing features and ambitious goals, can they actually pull it off? This seems like a really complex project.
Well, they've got a pretty impressive team behind them, people with experience in everything from video game development to blockchain technology.
So they have the talent and the expertise to make this happen.
It seems so. They're certainly not lacking in ambition.
Well, I'm definitely intrigued. I can't wait to see how it all played out. But we've only scratched the surface of Raylee in this first part of our deep dive.
Definitely.
In the next part, we're going to delve deeper into Raylee's social features and explore how they're trying to foster deeper connections between travelers. Stay tuned.
I'm looking forward to it. Welcome back. We were just scratching the surface of this Raylee app last time, right? All the AI stuff and the quests and rewards.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this app, but one thing that really stood out to me is this idea of building a lasting travel community. It's not just about connecting for a single trip. It's about building a network that extends beyond the immediate journey.
It's like a social network just for travelers, but how do they plan on making that work? Keeping people engaged even after the trip is over.
Well, one way they do that is by encouraging people to share their experiences on the app. You know, like posting photos, videos, even the little blog entries about your trip.
So it's kind of like a travel-themed Instagram built right into the app?
Exactly. And because Raylee is all about connecting people with shared interest, it's more likely you'll find people who appreciate your travel style. You know, who are interested in the same kinds of things you are.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a lot more targeted than just posting to Facebook, where most people probably aren't that interested in your trip photos.
Right. And you can like comment on other people's posts, follow people whose travel style you admire. It's a whole social experience.
So you can actually make friends and build connections with people through the app, even if you haven't traveled together yet.
Absolutely. And they also have features to help people plan future trips together.
Oh, really? Like, how does that work?
You can search for people who are planning to travel to the same destinations as you. You can even filter by travel dates, interests, you know, like if you're into hiking or photography or food tours.
But it's like you could find someone to go on a safari with, even if you don't know anyone personally who wants to go on safari.
Exactly. Or maybe you want to find someone who's also really into street food and is planning a trip to Vietnam. You could connect on Raleigh and plan a food tour together.
That takes a lot of the guesswork out of finding travel buddies, for sure. And speaking of finding people, what about those spontaneous encounters that happen when you travel? You know, meeting people at a bar or a museum. Does Raleigh have something for that?
They do. They have this feature called Journey Connect, where you can connect with people you've met while traveling, even if you haven't matched with them on the app beforehand.
Wait, so like you could bump into someone at a cafe and then just like connect on the app right then and there?
Yep. That's like a digital icebreaker.
Yeah.
You know, you're both admiring the same view, you strike up a conversation, and then you can use Journey Connect to exchange contact info or connect on social media. It takes away some of that awkwardness of meeting new people.
I love that. That's such a clever feature.
Yeah.
Okay, but honestly, this all sounds a little overwhelming. Like, I love traveling, but sometimes I just want to disconnect and be present in the moment, you know, not feel like I need to be constantly connected or documenting everything for social media.
I totally get it. And Raleigh has thought of that too. They have features that let you control how connected you want to be. You can adjust your privacy settings, limit who can contact you. You can even set times when you want to be completely offline and unreachable.
That's a relief. It's all about finding that balance, right? Being open to new connections, but also respecting your need for solitude. But honestly, what impresses me the most about Raleigh is their commitment to responsible travel.
Yeah, they're really serious about sustainability and making travel a force for good in the world.
It's not just a gimmick, like they actually seem to care.
Absolutely. They encourage users to think about the environmental impact of their travels. They promote eco-friendly transportation options, like taking the train instead of flying whenever possible.
That's great. Train travel is so much more relaxing and scenic anyway.
Right. And they partner with businesses that have strong sustainability practices. So you can feel good knowing that you're supporting companies that are doing things the right way.
It's like they're curating a whole network of responsible travel providers. That's really cool.
And it's not just about the environment. They also encourage users to engage with local communities and support local businesses. You know, really experience the culture and not just the tourist traps.
It's about traveling with a sense of respect and awareness, recognizing that we have an impact on the places we visit.
Exactly. It's about making travel more than just a consumption of experiences. It's about making it a force for positive change.
And they put their money where their mouth is too. They donate a portion of their profits to charities, and they even let users donate their in-app earnings to various causes.
It's like you can travel, connect with people, earn rewards, and give back to the world all through this one app.
Pretty amazing, right? But I have to ask, with all this talk about community and connection, doesn't Raleigh risk becoming just another echo chamber? You know, where people only connect with others who think exactly like them.
That's a good point. It's something a lot of social platforms struggle with, but Raleigh is trying to be proactive about it.
So what are they doing to make sure that the community stays diverse and inclusive?
Well, their matchmaking algorithms are designed to connect people based on a variety of factors, not just shared interests. They look at things like personality types, travel styles, even openness to new experiences.
So you might end up connecting with someone who has completely different travel preferences than you, but who you actually vibe with on a deeper level.
Exactly. And they have features that promote cross-cultural exchange. Like they have these cultural insights sections in the app that provide information about local customs and traditions in different destinations.
Oh, that's cool. So like if I'm traveling to Japan, I can learn about Japanese etiquette before I go.
Exactly. It helps prepare you for a more immersive and respectful travel experience. And they even have language learning tools built into the app.
Wow, they've really thought of everything. It sounds like they're trying to create a community of globally minded citizens, not just tourists.
They are. They want to foster understanding and connection between people from different backgrounds.
That's such an important mission, especially in today's world. Okay, but I gotta ask about privacy. With all this data collection and social interaction, how do they protect user data? That's a big concern with any social platform.
It is, and Raleigh seems to be taking it seriously. They use end-to-end encryption for all communications within the app, so your messages and data are protected.
That's good to know. So it's not like anyone can just like eavesdrop on my conversations or steal my info.
They also have a strict data privacy policy, and they give users granular control over their privacy settings so you can choose what you share and with whom.
So I'm not forced to make my profile public or anything like that?
Not at all. You have complete control over your privacy. But with all this technology and these social features, I wonder, are they missing something? You know, that sense of adventure, that feeling of getting lost in a new place that's so essential to the travel experience. Like, are we losing something by relying too much on technology?
That's a valid concern, but Rayleigh actually addresses that head on. They see technology as a tool to enhance the travel experience, not to replace it.
So it's not about letting the app dictate your entire trip. It's about using it as a guide, a facilitator, to open up new possibilities.
Exactly. Like, it can help you find hidden gems you might never have discovered on your own, or connect with locals who can give you a more authentic experience of a place. It's about using technology to amplify the joys of travel, not...
I like that perspective. Mm-hmm. It's about finding the right balance between technology and that raw, unfiltered experience of travel.
Right. It's about using technology in a way that makes travel more meaningful, not less.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive, exploring Rayleigh's social features and their commitment to responsible travel. But there's still one big question we need to answer.
Yeah, the big one. Could Rayleigh be more than just an app?
Could it be a glimpse into the future of how we travel and connect with the world? Welcome back to the deep dive. We spent the last two parts digging into this Rayleigh app, and it's got a lot going for it, that's for sure. But now, for this final part, I want to step back and think about the bigger picture. What does Rayleigh tell us about the future of travel? Could this be how we explore and connect with the world in, say, 10 or 20 years?
That's the big question, isn't it? I mean, technology is already changing how we travel, and Rayleigh seems to be pushing that even further.
It is. Like, on the one hand, we hear so much about how technology is isolating us, making us more disconnected. But Rayleigh seems to be doing the opposite. It's using technology to bring people together.
Right. It's like they're saying, hey, technology doesn't have to be the enemy of connection. It can actually help us build stronger relationships, especially around something like travel.
Exactly. And not just with people you already know, but with people from all over the world, people you might never have met otherwise.
Yeah. Imagine you could be in like London and use Rayleigh to connect with locals who can show you the hidden gems, the places tourists don't usually go.
Or you could be planning a trip to, say, Peru and find other people who are into hiking and want to trek the Inca Trail together. It's like having a global network of travel buddies at your fingertips.
It is. And it's not just about finding people to hang out with. It's about experiencing a place in a more authentic way, connecting with the local culture, learning from each other.
It's like a more immersive, more meaningful way to travel.
Exactly. And I think that's what a lot of people are looking for these days, especially younger travelers. They don't want to just be passive tourists anymore. They want to actively engage with the world.
They want to travel with a purpose.
Right. And Rayleigh gives them a way to do that. It's like they're saying, hey, you can have fun, you can explore, you can even earn rewards, but you can also make a positive impact on the world while you're doing it.
It's a powerful message. But I have to admit, part of me is a little skeptical. Like,
yeah.
Isn't there a risk that we become too reliant on technology? That we lose that sense of adventure, that feeling of getting lost in a new place?
I understand that concern. I think the key is balance. Technology should be a tool to enhance our travel experiences, not to dictate them.
So it's not about letting the app plan your entire trip. It's about using it as a starting point, a way to open up new possibilities.
Exactly. The app can help you find interesting places, connect with like-minded people, but ultimately it's up to you to decide how you want to experience a place.
It's about using technology to empower us, not to control us.
Right, and I think Rayleigh understands that. They're not trying to create a sterile, predictable travel experience.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to create a platform that facilitates serendipity, that encourages spontaneous connections, that helps people step outside their comfort zones and embrace the unexpected.
That's what makes travel so exciting, right? That
yeah.
sense of not knowing what's gonna happen next, who you might meet, what you might discover.
Exactly. And I think Rayleigh can actually enhance that. Imagine you're walking down a street in a foreign city and the app alerts you that there's a hidden jazz club just around the corner that's popular with locals.
Or maybe it tells you that someone you connected with on the app is having coffee at a nearby cafe and you should swing by and say hello.
Exactly. It's like having a digital travel buddy who's always there to nudge you in the right direction, to help you make the most of every moment.
I like that. It's like they're combining the best of both worlds, the spontaneity of traditional travel, with the convenience and connectedness of technology.
Right. And that, I think, is a glimpse into the future of travel. A future where technology helps us experience the world in a more authentic, more meaningful, more connected way.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty optimistic about the future of travel after diving into this Rayleigh app. It's ambitious, it's innovative, and it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Agreed. I'm curious to see how it evolves and what impact it has on the way we explore and connect with the world.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think about the future of travel? Is Rayleigh on the right track? Head over to our social media pages and let us know.
We want to hear from you.
And that's a wrap for this episode of the Meets on the Move podcast. Thanks for joining us on this journey.